And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him."
All things new. That's the power of Christ's love. His promise is true. He came down from heaven above to the cross for a ruined world, and he shed his blood for you. Didn't he prove he can make all things new?
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Preach the Word podcast. I'm your host, Dean Carmichael. And of course, that is Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 18. And I'm talking about the theme today of relationships. And the title of this sermon is Living Life Together. And talking about the need for relationships. And a couple things I want to bring to your attention, and we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 18. There is a need for connection for all of us. There's a need. In Proverbs 18, verse number 1, it says, "Through desire a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom." Feeling connected is a basic human need. And studies have shown that solitary confinement is actually inhumane and ineffective because there are multiple negative mental and physical health effects to it. We're meant to live life together, and God did not create us to be alone. Verse number one I just read there in Proverbs 18, isolation is very dangerous. You go against sound judgment. And there's a difference between isolation and solitude. Matthew 14, verse number 23, the Bible says, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone." That, of course, is talking about the Lord Jesus. Genesis chapter 32, verse number 24, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day." Of course, that's the Lord Jesus wrestling with Jacob there. So isolation is actually being alone. Solitude is alone time with God. 1 Kings 19 verse 12 talks about that still small voice. Cain isolated himself. Jacob found solitude. Samson, Lot, Saul, they all had moments of isolation. Whereas men like Enoch, Abraham, David all had solitude. Now, very important, first and foremost, there is a need for connection. There is a void to connect with others. There's going to be something where we can't just live life alone. There's no strength for the lone wolf. But also in verse number 2 through 10, it talks about how there is a struggle with connections. Because of the fall of man, there's going to be a struggle with connections. Let's read those verses. "A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." So what does verses 2 through 10 show us? Well, it shows us that Jeremiah 17 verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? There is a struggle between good and evil. There is going to be, because of sin in the world, there is going to be strife. There is going to be foolishness. There is going to be arguments. When a person tries to live upright, when a person goes to that strong tower who is the Lord, when a person devotes herself or himself to God and wants to live a life of constant purity and show grace and mercy and let the attributes of God live through them, there's going to be strife and contention with those who are living in sin. And the two are not going to go together. And that strife is not brought about by that individual who's trying to live of God. The strife and envy and any type of sin, of course, is brought out by our fleshly nature. So talking about these verses real quick, I'm talking about isolation. Verse 2 through 10, you know, when we isolate ourselves, it's dangerous. But also, when we live amongst ourselves, it's dangerous. So I told you it's not good to isolate. Well, it's also not good to mingle around with individuals in any capacity, to live life in any realm when you're not completely living a life with God and have identity in Him first. Talks about how the foolish have no pleasure in understanding. They only want to give their opinion, how they're partial to the wicked, how the mouth is his ruin. This is definitely what those verses are saying there in Proverbs 18. There's gossip, there's lying, there's slander, there's accusation. There is difficulty because of our sinful nature. So there's a need for connection. That's the first thing. There's a need for connection. But there's also danger to isolating ourselves, but there's also danger of living amongst one another. So that leads us to the next point. There's a need for consecration. I already read verse 10. Let me continue on in verse 11. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Let me reread verse number 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The need for consecration. That word consecration means set apart for the service and worship of God. Talking about how God is our strong tower and how the righteous man runneth to it and is safe. In Psalm 144, verse 2, it says, "My goodness, my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me." A rich man is going to trust in his own riches. Now, we sometimes only identify rich people as people that we deem as really filthy rich and just have millions and billions of dollars. But let's bring this down and apply this where it needs to be. The average American has way more than they need. And when we trust in our own possessions, in our own bank account over God, that is exactly what these verses are talking about. There's another verse that's talking about pride, and pride is before destruction. Why would a person want to go through this world alone? Why would this person want to go through this world with damaged relationships? Why would this person want to go through this world with knowing that they have hurt people and not willing to confess or ask forgiveness? Well, there's one word that can be used, and that's the word pride. Pride is extremely dangerous. Pride not only keeps us out of relationship with God to have a good relationship with Him, pride keeps us from having a good relationship with each other. And pride is extremely dangerous. It's not of God. It is an abomination of God. And it needs to be preached more. Pride needs to be preached hard against. There is a need for consecration for these relationships. Consecration is living a life set apart for the service and worship of God. So what that means is, okay, there's a void. There's the need for connection. We have this void that we want to live life with others and connect with them. Well, the first thing you need to do is live a life with God. The first thing you need to do is submit to Him and trust in Him. Put your faith in Him. Rest in His promises. Rest in His words. Trust in what the Bible says. Believe it with all your heart. Live life with God. Pursue God. Read His words and take them to heart. Pray. Listen for God. Worship Him. Find ways, find spiritual disciplines to truly live a life with Him and show Him that you're being intentional. You don't want your identity to be the next point, which is community. There's a need for community, and we need that community. But first and foremost, we need to find our identity in Christ, and that will help our community. When an individual, when you meet someone and you develop a friendship, if that person already has an identity in Christ and they live life with Christ, that person is going to be very beneficial to you because the attributes of God is going to be shown through that person's life. The Lord Jesus is going to be seen in that person. And you have found a friend who, in verse number 24, the Bible says, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And of course, that is ultimately the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is who Christians are to pursue a life of and a life with and to have others see Him through us. So, very important. God comes first. There's a need for consecration. There's that need for connection. We have this void. We want to have relationships. Well, the first one you need to look at is that need for consecration, your life with God. Then the third point is the need for community. Bear with me here, but I want to read verse 13 through 22. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear it? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. The lot causeth contentions to cease, and parteth between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. So the last point here is the need for community. Verse number 13, it talks about how to handle conflict and matters. Verse 14 is very clear. It's talking about how this is extremely important. It says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear it? Being alone causes depression. Community is a must, but also being hurt causes depression. Being wounded, when an individual is hurt by someone or alone, whatever you may say, it has a greatly negative impact on them. Community is a must, but let me say this very clearly: community done right is a must. Going through the motions and getting together because we're supposed to and just living life religiously is not the answer. Remember, there's that need to be together. There's those need for relationships. There's a need for connection. But there's also a need for consecration. There's that need to devote your life to God and live life with Him first. And then comes community. That's extremely important. Verse 15 through 19 talks about how to handle interactions with with wisdom. And talking about verse 20 and 21, the power of the tongue. James chapter 3, verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. These verses is talking about community. And it's talking about how community done right, if we're doing these things the way we should be doing them, if we're handling conflict matters the right way, how beneficial it is. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear it? That's so important. Community done wrong is extremely, extremely dangerous. So let's read the last two verses, kind of sum all this up. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. Verse 24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. If we're going to have friends, if we're going to do community right, we have to follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have friends, if you have your relationships, rather, there is contention, jealousy, envy, there's self-justification, they're right in their own eyes, you're right in your own eyes, there is context, they could sit me down and tell me why you're wrong, you could do the same thing, there's bitterness, there's us versus them, there's gossip, there's betrayal, there's all these things going on. That is not of God. That does not come from the Bible. Remember, Satan cannot create. He can only counterfeit. Where God has created us to be together, because a man should not be alone. He has given us each other. God has created us, and God has created all these things and has given us all these things to give glory and honor to him. Whereas Satan will take those things and he'll pervert them. Think of sex, for example. That is for man and woman in marriage. That is a beautiful thing. That is a wonderful relationship. Verse 22, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. But what did Satan do? He perverted that. He corrupted that. Look at all the broken homes and all the broken families. Look at all of those many things that Satan has done and perverted. This is extremely important. Satan cannot create, he can only counterfeit. Couple things to close, just a few recommendations for you. How to live life, and of course, I would recommend going back and studying Proverbs chapter 18, because there's a lot of good things there about how to live life together and what happens when we sin and how that can impact us, but also there's wisdom and how to pursue that. But real quick, just a couple comments here. Number one, if you want to live life together, if you want to have strong relationships, intimacy must be practiced. The key to intimacy is trust. Okay? Above all, intimacy with God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. How can you have more intimacy with God? Trust him. Put faith in him. There's spiritual disciplines I was referring to earlier. There's journaling. There's worship. There's reading. There's even apps out there. I would recommend the John Eldridge Wild at Heart Paul's app. Also, I would recommend the YouVersion Bible app. They even have wonderful devotions on there. You can download the Bible. There's many things you can do, but also they have guided prayer that they give you that I would recommend, because I find it myself very beneficial. Intimacy must be practiced. Worship, read, intercession, thoughts, engaging with others, all of that. But you got to have intimacy with God. That's extremely important. Also, having intimate relationships with other people, you've got to understand that in order for those relationships to work, your relationship with God has to be first. In order to be a good husband, good father, you name it. The second thing is, isolation must be combated. You need a band of brothers. You need sisters in Christ, a sisterhood. You need to understand the lone wolf mentality is not good. Isolation has to be combated. There's a difference between solitude and isolation. And then lastly, instructions must be followed. How to be a good husband, a good wife, a good son, daughter, brother, sister. How to be a good pastor, deacon, teacher. How to live life. How to interact with people. How to forgive. How to have grace. How to have mercy. How not to grieve the Spirit. How to obey the whole to yield to the Holy Spirit. All of those things are found in the Word of God. Don't fall in the trap of cherry-picking Scripture. Don't pick what is beneficial to you and take things that you've heard other people say and justify living a life that is pleasing to you in your own eyes. Because before long, I promise you, you will be a stumbling block to other people. When you have an individual who picks and chooses what is beneficial to them out of the Bible, and they only read part of it, the parts that they want, and they take those things, and they live them out, but they kind of in their own way justify it, that's dangerous. Remember, instructions. God has given us guidelines. He's given us how to handle every matter of life. In order to pursue God, you have to read and obey all His Word. I know there's a lot there, and that's such a loaded statement, and there's so much more to that. But you got to understand, we don't have all the answers, but we have to trust that God does. And that's where that wisdom it comes from. That's where patience plays in. That's where being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. So I hope this has helped you a little bit. Living life together is extremely important. Having a life of devotion to God is above all. And I hope this is a blessing to you. Until next time, may the Lord bless you. All things new. That's the power of Christ's love. His promise is true. He came down from heaven above to the cross for a ruined world. And He shed